without that intro. Earl and Arch down in sunny Florida. Arch and Earl Foot of Earl. Well, we already went over this.
Yes.
You don't know. You didn't know who he was. Mm-hmm. He's a great guy. That song can be found in the right-hand column of the blog. Great song, Gloucester Till the End. GloucesterCast 169 is just me and you, Alicia.
It is. It's a very appropriate number to have with Alicia and Joey.
No, that's terrible. I didn't say that. You said, for the record, you said that.
No. Not in that respect. Is that we're
both filthy.
We're both filthy.
Filthy animals.
Right.
Okay.
So, you know, when we're having, you're putting Alicia Unleashed and Homie Cast together, just, you know, at 169. Okay, fine.
Well, you have
I get
to remember,
it, you
have to remember that this is not those post podcasts.
Well, I know that. Do you know that?
These are for, this is for the masses.
Yes. Yeah. I can do that. Can you do that?
I think on the regular Homie Gloucester cast that I am very appropriate.
Yeah, and you do go awry sometimes.
Yeah, in subtle ways. Not so in your face.
So
like
subtle.
Yeah. Well, you just taped a Alicia Unleashed episode. Was it 14 last
16.
Night? 16.
No, I'm way ahead of you, dude. I don't know why you think that you're like neck and neck with me.
I think that you think that I have this competitive thing with you.
No. Well, you put on Instagram yesterday that I need, that basically insinuating I need to catch up. You're like, why?
No. See, you took it the wrong way.
Okay.
I put on Instagram, when are you going to your partner in crime there,
yes.
Bridget.
Yes.
That, when are you taping another one? And it had nothing to do with that. It had everything to do with, I love listening to your podcast.
I just wanted
another one because I was all caught up.
Are you sure you didn't put it in such a way? Because I'm going to look
No, you read
that.
It. I want you to look it up right now.
I am.
Now I'm dying. Yeah. So we're going to set the record straight right now. It's because I enjoy your podcast and I was dying for another one.
When are you effers going to tape another episode?
Yeah.
Okay, that's kind of insinuating.
Right.
Like,
go ahead. Go on. What was the response?
And then I said to you, aren't we still ahead of you? And then Bridget said to you, you're still behind us. And then you said, I'm all caught up and looking forward to the next one. But that's not how you and it.
That's what you.
I took it when you first.
Well, you had my intentions wrong then.
I did have your intentions wrong.
Because I was, when are you guys going to tape another one? I'm all caught up. I'm like dying for some more Alicia Unleashed
right.
in my life. That's what it was
well,
about.
Well, you ask and you shall receive. Cause
I know. So you taped one last night. So
number 16.
Number 16.
But we can't go too far ahead because I still want 20 to be...
A mix. And that'll be a lot of fun.
It'll
be a big party.
Yes.
You know what the problem with that is?
We're
going to warn everybody in advance that don't even bother listening to it because we're all going to get crushed and everybody's going to be hammered and talking all over each other. Because that's generally, I like the ones you've been doing lately with Bridget and Kyle because it's just a couple of you in the room and you've been respectful of each other talking and not talking over each other.
Right.
And I've been trying to do that with the Homie Cast lately, but sometimes we just get. You know, we get after it, and then
Bridget listened to it and said it was better this week with that. You know, talking and you guys were probably seemed a little bit more low key. I haven't listened to it yet.
No, right, it was, and when while we were taping, you know, and then afterwards, what we said to each other was, "Wow, that was really mellow."
But then I
listened to it. I was like, "Wow, I hope this wasn't a bad one." And then I listened to it, and I was like, "Whoa, no, it was actually probably one of the better ones because." You could, you know, we weren't screaming and talking all over each other.
Right. Yeah.
We're pretty good about that on the Gloucester cast because there's not alcohol involved.
No.
But the Alicia Unleashed one and the Homie cast one, you know, that's probably one of the top requirements, food and booze. I think it's this competitive thing. It's not. I want you to do great work, and
I want to get up to. I just want to be able to get up to 20 and
have the crossover.
Have the crossover, and then we'll be.
I'm gonna jump the shark.
Yeah, because you know it's a little. You know, when I'm five ahead at one point, you know, and because you had to take a little sabbatical on it, whatever. because you're at work, but you know, it's like, yeah, you're like, I'm like five ahead of you. I'm like, ah, oh, that's just
I did
like,
three podcasts. This is going to be my fourth podcast in 7 days.
I know now, but it's I'm talking about before. Yeah, yeah. No, I know.
Right.
Yeah.
So what? This is how it's going to go. The 20th will go by when the homie cast 20th is.
Right, because it'll be ahead of you.
Even you're going to be like probably 24, 25.
Oh, you want to do it? Oh, really?
What do you mean?
We
won't go by when you're 20th?
Yeah, both of our 20s.
We're not going to hit at the same time because you're going to be so far ahead of us. Oh. It's hard to get all the guys together.
I know. It's hard for me to get anyone together. It's why it's been, you know, me and Bridget a lot lately because I'm very spontaneous about when I can do them, you know?
Well, Bridget lives like basically in your front yard, too.
Yes, she's in my backyard.
Yeah, so you can just, what are you doing? I got wine. Come, let's tape a podcast.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
See, to me, I have there's other things for me. I'm not.
That's why Kyle hasn't really been able to join because I'm so spontaneous on it. And Kyle's like, you know.
Well, she's got to plan her, she's got to cook her meals for 7 days in advance.
Yes.
Yeah, didn't that what you
Sunday.
Said?
Yeah, every Sunday.
Every Sunday?
Yeah.
So that's out. I love the story when she says she was at Wingershe peeing in the water and, and the bully like came up on a boat and is like, hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
She's like, oh, really? I'm peeing right now. And then her comments afterwards is like, the reason why you should never bully someone when you're younger is because you may want to sleep with them when you're older. And she's like, I'll never sleep with you. Which is awesome.
Yeah, they have great stories.
Yeah.
I love listening to them.
Yeah.
They're great.
Very great. So did you get the news about the dodgeball, bikini speeder dodgeball?
So I didn't listen to the homie cast yet, so I hear that there's some information on there that I'm going to need to listen to.
A lot of information. And I'm waiting for the email list from all the team captains from last year.
Okay.
They're going to get an advance notice to get their money in for their team.
Yes.
Because it's going to be the first 20 to get their money
in. Which would be, I'm a captain. Well, I'm a...
So you'll end up getting...
I will get the notification.
And then...
All my girls, most of my girls
we want the teams.
Back.
We want the teams that have had... You know, ideally we want, recurring teams.
Right, of course.
That understand the spirit of it.
Oh, my girls are so excited. Are you kidding me?
Right.
Yeah.
So as soon as I put out the thing. And then, so we're going to give like a 3-day grace period to the teams that had played last year.
Yep.
And then we'll open it up to everybody else.
Right, right.
And then at that point, if the teams hadn't got their money in, it's on them.
Yeah.
Because we gave them the advance notice.
You should get everyone psyched up. And if Craig can put together that video from last year and air it. You know, a couple
weeks
promised, beforehand.
You know how I don't put pressure on him.
I know.
But I asked him, you know, just, can, I don't want to, you don't have to if you don't want to. I understand you have a job.
Right.
But can you tell us if you think that we will see the movie before?
Or not even, doesn't even have to be to
yes.
that caliber. He said the movie to that caliber. Or could even just be like, you know, his... You know, it doesn't have to.
It's very involved. There's so much footage to comb through. But he says he's going to do it. He says we're going to see it a month before.
It'd be a total hype thing.
Yeah.
Dude, that would get so many people psyched up.
Well, you don't need it. It's not like we need that.
No, we don't. But just it'd be awesome.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch. You have to listen to that podcast because there's a whole bunch of changes this year.
Okay.
And it's just going to be the best one ever. And it's going to be April 9th.
Yes.
So people put that in your
books. Yep, I already told my girls.
It's crazy. You're going to have a team of all five girls again?
Yes.
So you're saying, so you're basically saying that you don't care if we win or not.
No, don't even. Are you kidding me? My girls are already wanting to
you
practice.
You actually, did you win a game last year?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, did we? Yeah, I think we did.
I think you advanced, yeah.
Yeah, we did. We did advance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So my girls are excited.
Who's on your team? Do you already have your squad?
So we have Christina Ribeiro. Who is a softball legend here in Gloucester.
Ooh.
And then all my other girls are from Beverly and Peabody, and they all live like in that area, and they all want to get together. But they're all athletes.
We got to do the pregame again, like we did last time.
Oh, my God, yes.
Start out. Like,
we did it Friday, Saturday. Wait, when is it? It's on a Saturday this year?
On Saturday. So Saturday morning, we gotta do a Bloody
the Friday night
the Bloody Marys.
The Friday night before, we had a lot of fun. That's when we taped our...
the whole cast.
That's what we had.
That never aired. Did we ever air it?
No.
The whole cast.
No.
How many podcasts are we going
to
do?
So we have to do a Friday night pregame and a Saturday pregame like we did last year. That was just so much fun. Like,
absolutely.
Everybody was hanging out for two
all
nights.
In.
It was
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. All in. Yeah, for sure. February. Oh, do you have plans for? See, February vacation's coming up.
Yes.
Do you have plans for February vacation?
No, because I have one kid that's on February vacation and the other one that's not. Talia has her 2 weeks in March. So for Tyler, you know, he does a lot at the YMCA because they do great programs each day. But you have to get on it like a couple weeks in advance because they sell out. Because they do awesome stuff, you know.
I imagine for February vacation comes and parents, they're both work.
Yeah.
Kids got to have a place to go, right?
Yeah.
And do fun things. And
yeah.
Just like, you know, not... I imagine that's a big...
The YMCA, they're great. They'll take them. They take them swimming. They'll take them to lunch. One day they might go to, you know, Chuck E. Cheese. Or another day they might go to the movies.
I believe that the Heritage Center and Art Haven both have big time February vacation programming.
Yeah, too. We do. Around Gloucester, February vacation, I'm sure you can... Everyone's doing something, some type of program, which is great.
Nicole Schraft does a great job for us with the, she'll put together a February vacation to do thing.
Yeah, awesome.
Every year.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to her list.
And what are you doing?
I'm not going to say.
Okay.
I have special plans for my little Zuchis. Yeah, it's going to, I will say this, it's not a vacation, but it's we're not getting in a plane.
Okay, perfect.
I wanted to, but I gotta get on the
whole vacation flying out. Everyone's doing it. It's
bananas. The price is stupid. So
yeah.
I'd rather spend the money on, we're gonna do insane things.
Yeah.
With the money, instead of giving the money to the airlines, I'm gonna give the money to like really cool things that are within driving distance.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah,
we're in New England. You can drive anywhere.
Honestly,
you can hit any state in a few hours. You know, it's great.
We're gonna do some really fun things. So it's gonna basically, I think it's gonna be like 2 days overnight here, and then 2 days overnight here.
Cool.
Like with a day break in between, so they can kind of like
nice
rest up a little bit,
yeah,
and then hit it back again. So I'm really psyched, and I know. The first leg of it is gonna be, they're gonna be so happy, and I'm psyched to spend that time with them. Today is January 29th.
Yeah,
we had a couple of snowstorms, and they're not really snowstorms.
Not even storms.
No, we had snow a couple of times early, and then we had a decent snow. Was it a week and a half ago?
Yeah, last Saturday. Yeah.
And now it's like...
gone.
It's gone, and it's like 45 degrees. It's 40 degrees today.
Yeah, I was kind of mad. I couldn't find my flip-flops, because today is total flip-flop weather for me.
Yeah, not that person.
Oh, heck yeah, I am.
In the winter.
Yes, 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 I am. All year round, I will wear flip-flops. I have my feet done all year round. So,
I love...
of course.
There's nothing I love. When I go on vacation, like someplace warm, I always pack a pair of sneakers, a pair of sandals, and a pair of like shoes, whatever.
Yeah.
And then 9 out of 10 of those vacations, I don't ever unpack the sneakers or the shoes. It's just sandals.
Yeah, exactly.
Time.
Yeah.
Nothing better.
No.
Yeah, love it. So one of my lobstermen booked a trip to go to Kate works for Hard Rock,
mm-hmm.
and he went down to Vallarta.
Yeah.
And he's been sending me the pictures. He is over the top psyched.
Awesome.
He's having the time of his life. And I'm really happy. I was nervous because he's one of my... I do business with him. He's one of my lobstermen.
Right.
And I had been down to Hard Rock in Playa del Carmen. Riviera Maya. And it was an over the top thing. So I mentioned, wow, it was unbelievable. The service and the food and the top shelf booze and the people are so friendly and the facilities are incredible. So I said that, never thinking that he was going to do it. And he's like, oh, can you have Kate call me? I think I'd like to do that. And it's like, oh, no. I felt pressure.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I do business with
him. Like, what if you don't like it?
Yeah, but he's...
I think it's impossible to not like it. Just seeing so many pictures and it just looks beautiful. And I definitely would...
Every time Kate goes on one of those vacations and then she'll post pictures on her Facebook page or something. And then like literally like 10 people will... sign up to go, and then they go and they come back, and then like 10 more people, like, oh my god,
right?
It's just word of mouth, isn't it? So I don't know. I'm psyched for February vacation. I can't wait to get out.
I just can't believe it's February.
I can't believe it's February.
It just really, it's just.
I don't want that. I don't want what happened last year though to come late and then just blister us every week with a. I don't think we're gonna get it. I'm going on
record. Farmer's Almanac, I believe, is saying that we're supposed to get a storm mid-February.
That's such a bullshit claim. You know what? Farmer's Almanac. That's like saying, you know what? I think the sun is going to rise tomorrow.
No, you know what?
That's bullshit. A storm in February. There's always a storm in February.
No, Farmer's Almanac is usually spot on.
No. Yeah, they're spot on because they said there's going to be a storm in February. There's always a fucking storm in February.
No, we need to do a poll. Do people believe in the Farmer's Almanac? Because some people actually swear by it. Because there is a lot of, you know, a lot of truth. I mean, no, I'm telling you.
My God. It's like the weatherman that says we could get 1 to 10 inches.
No, stop it.
That's what they're saying.
Now you're just being crazy.
No, wait. Now you stop for a second and you tell me, you think about this. Your statement of the Farmer's Almanac said there's going to be a winter storm in February. And are you telling me that that's not fucking like
the
master of the obvious statement?
No.
Yes or no?
Yes, it does.
Okay, thank you.
But what if it said we wouldn't? What if they said no snow at all in February? You don't know.
Show me over the past 100 years of the farm where they ever said that.
I'm just making a statement.
You're pulling, talking out of your ass is what you're doing. Talking straight out of your butt. What grocery store do you go lately? Mostly.
Market Basket.
And do you ever go to Shaw's or Stop and Shop if you see something on sale or something?
I don't usually.
Out of convenience,
I will go to Railroad Ave Shaw's
because
I live next door to it.
Right.
And then if something is out at Market Basket, I'll actually always hit up Stop and Shop first.
Yeah, I've been going to Stop and Shop lately.
You also live really close to it.
Totally. But that's not the only reason. I was going to Market Basket like everybody else.
Yep.
And love Market Basket. No disparagement to Market Basket. But I think that Stop and Shop's prices since thanks to Market Basket, have come a lot more close to.
Actually, you're right. There are some things that are closer to.
Way closer. And I love the meat department at Stop and Shop.
They have an awesome meat department.
What?
They have an awesome meat department.
Yeah, they're really helpful. And like if we want something cut a certain way.
Yep.
They'll probably do that same thing at but I feel like they're better cuts at Stop and Shop. They are, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
I don't know where in the world you can literally call a butcher and say you want 20 pieces for spadinis. And they know what you're talking about.
At Stop and Shop, they do that?
Oh, yeah. They know what you're talking about.
Right.
Go ahead and call any other butcher. And just say, I need 20 cuts for spadinis. And they were like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
But that's where so many people in Gloucester go to get their cut, like, of meats.
You know what else? I think that the veggies, the fruits and vegetables are a little cut above.
Yes.
Don't you think?
I think so.
Yeah,
they have more variety, actually.
When I get the green apples at Market Basket, they're always flavorless. And when I get them at Stop and Shop, they're like
really
nice sour, like you know how you.
Huh? Like maybe I'll have to check that out.
Check it out. It might be. It's definitely a little bit more money, but I'm very selective anyway. When I go, I never go and have a predetermined. This is what I'm making tonight.
I have to.
You do. You're a planner.
Yeah, I have to.
I will go and say, oh my God, this is like a ridiculous deal, and then I'll plan around that.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, say if I go to the market for one thing, and then all of a sudden I see that steak is on sale, but I went to go get chicken. So if I can get something on steak that the same price of a chicken, then I might switch my mind and go, you know what, I might do the steak instead.
Right.
Because some prices on chicken and steaks and hamburgers, sometimes nowadays the prices are so crazy.
They're
so crazy. And so it's like, what would you rather? Sometimes it is what I
sometimes
can get.
You see a ribeye, which is normally like, you know, average price on a ribeye that's not on sale is like $10 a pound nowadays, right? Mm-hmm. And then you see them on sale for like $4.99, say $5.99 a pound on sale. it's like a no-brainer because it's such a great cut of meat. And then sometimes you see chicken breast
for
$4.59. You're like, I'm not buying chicken breast for $4.59. That's not going to happen.
Exactly. Yeah. So it just depends sometimes. That's the only time I'll change it up.
Yeah. So. What's your go-to, like if you're on a steak, what's your cut?
I love filet mignon.
Flavorless, though.
No, you think so? Yeah. No. I mean, or...
Tender, but...
Yeah.
Don't
filet mignon, porterhouse, you know, bone in, you know, with the bone. I like bone in.
Yeah.
I like bone in steaks.
See, here's the thing. Bone, they always say you got to get more flavor if bone in, right? But, like, a lot of times I go to Stop and Shop, the bone in ribeyes are the same price as the boneless ribeyes. And I can't bring myself to buy a bone in one.
Right,
when,
because
when the boneless one, you're getting all that money, you know, per pound.
But there's fat in the bones too. Like I like that, you know, that
marrow.
Yeah, I love the fat and the I love it's just so good.
I love it. I love it. Yeah. So anyway, so Stop and Shop. So you remember when the self checkouts first came?
Yes.
I think like 3 or 4 years, I never would use it.
I love them.
They're great. Now I use that's.
I've always used them
almost exclusively, and they don't have. Do you think the Market Basket will ever go change over to Heaven?
No, because that's their philosophy
is service. Yeah.
And I don't think they ever will. I mean, they just don't think that the owners have it in them to do that because they are about service and they're about human contact and interaction. Like, that's what they're built off of.
When I go to Stop and Shop, I don't know that there's ever been a time where I had to wait because I don't buy a ton of stuff, so I always go the self checkout.
Yep.
And there's always one available.
Yeah, always.
So you're
not
rushing.
And they have three or four of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do have a lot of them.
It's definitely like so to go to Stop and Shop for me is definitely gonna save me 30 minutes.
Right. Yeah.
Just to get there.
Yep.
And then the self checkout between that and the self checkout, I'm gonna save 30 minutes of my day going there. Which is, I mean, that's worth money, right?
Yeah, sometimes it's for convenience. Sometimes you'll just go and spend, you know, maybe spend a little bit more just for the convenience of it.
Yeah. Have you done any more yoga since last week?
No, last time I went was last Wednesday.
Yeah.
So I should, but...
Do you know my buddy Rocky?
No.
This black guy, Rocky. Big black guy. He's like 66 years old. Big guy. Funny guy.
Oh, I think I've seen pictures. Did you go on vacation one time or?
Not with him. No.
Not with him.
No,
I know not with him.
He's 66.
Okay, never mind then.
He's been on the blog though before. He's a big whatever. He's a big time Boston sports hater. So he loves the Yankees. He's rooting for anybody that's not the Patriots. And
every time we
lose a big game,
yeah,
inevitably at 7:30 the next morning we're gonna get a phone call down the dock. Anyway, but he's a funny guy, and we enjoy the going back and forth with him. Well, he's the last person on the earth that you would think would do yoga.
Yeah.
So he's in here the other day, and the girl, Kayla, from Treetop Yoga was here, she needed to figure something out about how to use WordPress, because she's posting to Cape Bend Wellness and stuff. So she's here, and Rocky stops in to say hi, and I'm like, Rocky, you should try yoga. He's like, nah, you know, no. And I talked him into it.
Oh, wow.
And he went.
Oh, yeah.
With huge trepidation, because this is, he was way out of his comfort zone. Way out of his comfort zone. And he did it, and he said he loved it.
That's awesome.
I mean, he is a 66-year-old, like a big guy. And he did yoga. And
awesome.
He said that they made him feel completely at ease. And he was a bundle of nerves going in.
I bet.
And this girl, Kayla was actually the girl that taught the class and made him feel comfortable. And
oh, that's great.
Yeah, so I'm really happy
for
him. You know what, maybe that'll be the picture that I put down below the podcast, the picture of Kayla and Rocky.
Oh, nice.
At yoga.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. All right, that's what I'll do. Shout out to Rocky, though. Props for stepping out of your comfort zone and doing something you wouldn't normally do. Love it. 66.
Yeah, that is amazing.
Yeah. So, you know, I told him, I said, you know, don't be, you don't have to be intimidated. People that go to yoga are generally pretty mellow people to begin with.
Yeah.
And if you can't do a movement,
you don't do it.
You don't do it. You just chill out until you catch up to your breath or breathing or whatever else, and then you just do what you can do.
Right.
Over time, especially as older, you're not an old person, I'm an older person, everything kind of just, your movements are restricted and everything you do just hurts. Like, the yoga just opens you up.
Yeah, yoga's awesome.
Yeah, so, you were talking earlier about the messaging, alternative messaging app that we use.
You guys got me into that.
And, WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
Yeah.
WhatsApp. And, you know, I like it. I mean, you guys, I tried it and then I'm like, what is this? I tried it for like 5 seconds and then I uninstalled it and then I tried it again and then, but...
The reason we use it is because when Keiko's on, she's in Mexico a lot
right,
for work.
Right.
Internationally, it's a messaging app that works over Wi-Fi.
Right.
So you can communicate. It doesn't use data or anything like that, or you don't get crazy charges because you can instant message each other, like go back
right.
and forth.
But you go one step further. Like, you don't even text me anymore. You, or in Kate too, you go through just WhatsApp, which I think is
funny. There's other features. Why don't you explain the other features?
So you can see when someone's read your message.
Right.
So, and you can see when it's delivered or anything like that.
Or if someone's typing.
Or someone's, I know, you can see if someone's typing. Yeah, it's like a instant messenger. But you guys have completely replaced it with like texting.
Yeah.
You have, right? You guys have.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you guys only message me from that WhatsApp.
Right. Just, you and Kate and me, I don't have anyone else in my WhatsApp thing.
I mean, well, I do. I mean, I don't talk to anybody
actually,
else through
Grace,
it.
Grace Numerosi, she was in Italy. Grace, Savati's sister.
Yeah.
And she was texting me from Italy using WhatsApp.
Yeah.
Because obviously, like that.
Right,
thing.
Right,
so she
yeah.
was sending me pictures from the St. Peter's Fiesta in Sicily.
Yeah.
So it works out.
I've said to a couple of my friends, and they didn't ever heard of it. They're like, what is that? And I just download it. And then actually anybody that's in your contacts, like if you put in a phone number, it comes, it's one feature I like. It's that if you put in a phone number, it automatically come up whether if that person has it or not. It's not like you have to find them.
Oh, okay.
So if...
No, only if they've signed up for the service.
Only if they've signed up for it.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Exactly.
But there's a ton of people who have done it.
Right.
There's a ton of people, because I've done it too. You see the contact list, you're like, holy crap, I didn't know all these people knew about it.
Exactly.
I just didn't,
Right, right.
Bother with it.
Right, yeah. When I joined, I was like, when you told me about it.
So it's fully featured.
Yep.
It has more features than your standard messaging app.
Right.
And it's cross-platform. Kate is an Apple person. She has an iPhone.
Okay.
She uses WhatsApp on her.
Oh, okay.
It?
All right.
And she can communicate to you and I, who both have Android phones.
Yes.
And so it doesn't matter which,
right.
which service
right.
you're
on. Right, yeah.
And it's all 100% free.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, no brainer. Anybody that has family or friends that are traveling abroad and want to communicate with them, WhatsApp.
It's perfect, yeah.
Yeah, perfect. Or even if, it could... I would be just as happy replacing my regular messaging app.
Wish I knew about it when Talia was in France for a month last year, but I didn't. I didn't know about it. I didn't. Not until you guys introduced me to it. And
yeah.
So yeah, it's a good
one. Can actually make... Oh, but besides that, you can make WhatsApp phone calls.
Yes, yeah.
Over,
I saw that.
Over Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
So, again, internationally,
yep.
you can talk to each other... without having to pay like crazy, SIM card rates,
right,
international
right.
SIM card
yeah.
rates. Yeah, totally awesome. Did you see I'm going to create this Gloucester Mariners app?
Mm-mm.
So I put it out there yesterday. How I have the Captain Joe and Sons Fisherman's app
yep.
with all the weather and all the different
yep.
things, contact Frankie or me directly and all this stuff? I'm going to build one for Gloucester Boaters. Gloucester Boaters app, Gloucester Mariners app.
Yeah.
And so I put it out there yesterday, and I asked people, what would you like to see in this app?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people came up with some really good suggestions. This is what I got so far. And I'm not sure what's going to make the cut and what isn't, but I'm going to go through the list. Here's a rundown of the things. So obviously you're going to put the information for the water shuttle.
Yep.
And the harbor launch, the city's harbor launch.
Yep.
A list. I have to figure out how I'm gonna contact the Harbor Master's office, and hopefully they'll have a list of places where there's transient moorings or transient dockage around town.
Yeah,
you know, and so I think I'm gonna create a web page, and then have the name and the telephone number. So if anybody on a cell phone can long press on that, and it'll dial that directly.
Perfect.
Then I'm gonna. Someone requested a phishing report, but I don't know how that would get updated. This has to be something that you build, and it's off on its own.
Right.
A phishing report that's constantly updated, I don't have access to something that constantly gets updated. So I don't know if that's going to make
That'd be like an app in itself.
Yeah, well, that's more of a website that you go to, because it has to be recurrently updated information. Right. Unless someone does it, and then I could link to it. I don't know. Well, that's something to think about. Contact information for Sea Tow and Boat US, which is if you get stranded. The Coast Guard doesn't tow you anymore unless you're totally in distress.
Oh.
Yeah. So those companies. I'm going to have direct dial buttons, one press button to dial the US Coast Guard, one press button to dial the Harbor Master's office, Gloucester.
Yep.
Anchorage spots around the city. I have these charts, interactive Gloucester Harbor and Cape Ann charts, nautical charts, with depths and stuff like that. You click on it and it you can scroll through and just, you know, drag your finger and it moves the map and with all the depths and stuff.
Cool.
Yep. Information for the hospital, the police, and the fire department.
Yep.
And then transportation information, cab company telephone numbers, Cape Ann Transportation Authority schedules, and obviously the water shuttle and the launch. I guess I could lump those all together. Also I should write on here, did I put laundromats down? Laundromats should be on there, right?
Why?
Because people that are on this traveling from other places.
Oh, that's true. By boat.
Yeah, you don't think of that, but that's something they're always asking for. You know, where's the laundromats?
Wow.
Maybe I'll have a button for shoreside services or something like that. I obviously got
that'd be cute. Yeah.
Yeah. So and then I'm gonna have obvious places where fuel to get fuel and places to get repairs, boat repairs. It's a lot of it's a big undertaking.
Yeah,
but I think I can do it.
You can.
And I think it's gonna be insane.
Gloucester Marin is up. Don't leave
port.
That's cute.
That might be the tagline.
Yes,
I'm gonna write that in there. Alicia wrote. Okay, Alicia says, "Don't leave port without it." I love it. That's the tagline.
That's
boom.
It. Boom! Right
That's
there.
A fucking
How
tagline.
Can, yeah.
You nailed it.
Right.
Love it.
Awesome.
Very good. Very good. Did we talk about this before? I think we might have talked about this off air. Did you know McDonald's is doing the fries with the chocolate on them?
That's a real thing. I think
that's a real thing. Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
I saw the press release.
When's it supposed to?
It might
come
be
out?
Overseas, but you know, if they do it over there, then they can come here. I saw pictures
of
it.
That's so weird.
So nasty. Do you think that would actually taste good?
Not from there. I mean, if I made it at my house, I would eat it. You know, if you had like some
truffle
homemade
fries with chocolate.
Yeah.
Oh,
heck yeah.
I don't know. I want to.
It's done correctly.
I'm gonna do. This is my. I've been dying to do this. I'm dying to do something that as far as I can tell, no one has done.
Okay.
Smoke lobster tails.
Yeah.
And dip them in dark chocolate.
Uh huh.
And let them, you know, get cold. So it's like
a chocolate covered lobster tail.
Lobster tail.
Joey, really?
Chocolate covered smoked lobster.
Ugh, Joey, that is not. I don't even.
Maybe I could wrap bacon around it before I dipped it in the chocolate. It might be. It might taste unbelievable.
Stop.
Because you have the sweet and the saltiness.
Well, the smokiness is one thing, too. So, I mean, how is the smokiness? I mean, first, I've never had smoked lobster. I guess... Oh, you haven't either?
No.
Okay, so before you go on this venture, you're going to have to do some smoked lobster to see what the heck that tastes like. You can't just go and be adding... Because you never know. Maybe it might not be dark chocolate. Maybe the smoked lobster might be good in white chocolate. You might have. You're gonna have to feel out the smokiness of the in the lobster.
Yeah, you don't want to lose the. You don't want to lose the juiciness of a lobster either. So somehow I don't know how you cook a lobster. Maybe you have to partially boil it before you smoke it. Or maybe you.
No, you can put. You can. I've grilled raw lobster tails right on the grill.
And they didn't dry out?
No.
How do you keep them moist?
Well, you don't open it. Well. It was just the lobster tail, so I'm sure... So there was already an opening, so it's not like you're... And then you crack it open when it's done.
Most of the videos I've seen that have done lobster tails on the grill, they split the tail open from the back.
Yeah.
Then they take out the meat and they prop it up on top. And then while they're kind of grilling it, they put butter all over it. So it keeps it...
I've done it... I just keep it inside the shell. I keep the lobster tail in the shell.
No smoke is going to penetrate it if you keep it in the shell.
Well, it has an opening because it's already been detached from the
just
lobster.
Yeah, just at the head.
Well, smoking, I don't know. Grilling, it's fine.
Mm.
Well, there you go. There's your new project.
It is my new project.
And I would love to partake in the tasting of that.
Of course you would. How about the helping me make the fucking thing? Okay. You know what I need? I need a...
How am I supposed to help you? You're throwing it on its...
Just brought you in. I need a way to melt the chocolate, though, without making a big mess. It's hard to melt chocolate without burning it, isn't it? Do you have to have a certain temperature?
No, you have to have a certain chocolate. You have to have melting chocolate in order to do it, and then it hardens. You have to have a certain chocolate. It's not just anything you can do. I can get some for you if you need.
Felicia gets it all the time. You buy them there in plastic bags.
Oh, those. Well, then I have a different. One of my cousins works at a bakery, and I buy the chocolate from her.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's what I do my chocolate covered apples with every year. So I can do that if you need that type of chocolate, and it hardens right away. There's no mess. It hardens right away.
That's
exactly. It's the good stuff.
It's the good stuff. Super Bowl's coming up. Day after the night of the Super Bowl, I was in a real funk. I went right to bed after. I didn't even watch the NFC playoff game. I went right to bed.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't even want to watch the Super Bowl. This is after the AFC Championship game when the Patriots lost.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't even have any interest in watching the Super Bowl.
I never screamed so much in my life at that game.
So angry. And now, as the days go by and I'm distance, I'm like... warming up more and more to the idea of actually watching the Super Bowl. I have to work, but the Super Bowl isn't until night anyway.
It's kickoff's until like 6:30.
Yeah.
It's the coin toss is like 6:30 or something like that. So it's not like you won't. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm gonna have a party or anything. You know, if obviously if the Patriots in and be all out like.
Oh, be a party at Felicia's house.
There's
always
a
party at Felicia's house.
Yeah, always. So, but now, I could give or take, but I'm gonna root for the Panthers anyway. So.
Oh, hell yeah.
I love Cam Newton.
Because you love the brown sugar.
He's so cute. He's so young, but he is.
You
got
a thing for black
men.
You totally have a thing for black men.
Variety is a spice of life.
That's a good thing. No, it's good. I find darker skinned women and brunettes to be, way more interesting than blondes. Not to offend any blonde.
To each its own.
That's right.
Totally.
I mean, I think you talk about beautiful. You have to. I mean,
there's no
my
one
girlfriend.
More
my girlfriend
than...
Kate has to be in the conversation.
Oh, she's gorgeous.
Most beautiful woman in the world. Right?
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's absolutely gorgeous.
Not just gorgeous. She's like the most beautiful woman in the world.
Yes.
Does that?
I think she is. Yes. Inside and out. That's because she is the sweetest person ever.
She's in the conversation.
I love her.
That's our Kate impersonation. I love her. I hate her. There's no one in between for my Kate.
I love her.
I hate her. I love him. I hate him. Yeah.
She had me at Eazy-E. When she can rap any Eazy-E.
It's funny because she... She can spit lyrics of rap songs from the 90s like no one I know.
It's amazing. That's why I love her so much.
And she looks like this demure, sophisticated
that's
woman.
That's even better.
Right?
She
can pull off pull off the Sporty Spice look.
Yep.
You know, with the high ponytail,
yep,
or the yoga outfit.
Yep.
She could pull off the cocktail dress. She could pull off the jeans
that's what beautiful people do. They can just pull off anything.
Yeah, it's funny.
I know I can't
believe she hates it when I talk when I gush over her. She hates whatever. I don't care. Valentine's Day's coming up.
Oh, talk about gushing.
I still don't know.
That's like in 2 weeks.
I don't know what I'm gonna get her.
I found out some people are completely against it.
Yes, they consider it's a forced thing. It was invented by Hallmark.
They call it the Hallmark holiday. And some people are like, nah, 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 and some people are like really bitter and like really against it. I'm wondering if something bad in their life happened that they hate it so much.
I think cheap people, they use that for an excuse because it's an easy out. Like, I'm not buying into that because it was forced upon me.
Just guys, I mean, women, I've said, I'm not gonna, it's a Hallmark holiday. Well, did someone do you wrong on a Valentine's Day? Is that why you hate it?
I'm going to tell you right now, as far as men go, all right, women don't have to spend a dime on Valentine's Day.
Right.
It's all you got to do.
This is fair. Okay.
There's no more true thing that I've ever said on any podcast ever. Men don't care about gifts.
No.
If a guy comes home from work on Valentine's Day or whatever, and the wife shows them affection physically.
Mm-hmm.
All the material gifts in the world don't mean nothing.
And that's on any day. That's not just Valentine's Day.
Any day. Yes. No. Absolutely. A guy will be completely happy if there is not a card, doesn't have no chocolates, no fancy dinner. Anything.
Right.
You show up to the guy comes home, coming home from work, mm-hmm, and you have like a sexy robe on or something with nothing underneath.
Uh-huh.
And you grab him by his collar and you drag him upstairs and have your way with him.
Uh-huh.
Best Valentine's Day gift.
Men are simple.
Very simple. They are so simple. Like as crazy complex and impossible as many women can be to please, because you can't like win, because if you're hanging all over them, they're like, "What? Get off of me!" And then if you're not hanging all over them, like, "Why don't you pay attention to me?"
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And there's no, you know, you can never be right. Never.
All women, Joey. Not all women.
Okay, so describe to me your ultimate Valentine.
I actually had even last year was probably one of the better ones yet. Actually, it was one of the snowstorms that we had last Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And we went up to the winery.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We went up to it was so much fun. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. And then it was snowing, and then we went back, so we went to this hotel, and we had gotten all sorts of cheese and crackers, and it was just, you know, it was just very, very chill. And it was in the middle of like a snowstorm. It was great.
Awesome.
I mean, that's just fun. You know, that's something that's low key. It's fun, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's, you know, I like something like that.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well,
but
it I'm also involves sugar.
I'm simple. I like the spirit of Valentine's Day. Spirit is fun. It's cute.
I'm a little concerned about the pressure, like, because I don't have an idea on a gift, and I always like to have a nice gift for Kate.
I'm not a jewelry person. You give me 4 peach roses, and I'm happy.
Isn't jewelry such a crock of shit?
Yeah.
What a waste of money. I get that, you know, like,
some people are fanatics. Like, my sister is like a jewelry fanatic. I'm not.
Such a waste of money. I mean, I think inexpensive jewelry is brilliant, but like a $10,000, like,
I'd rather go on vacation.
If you have, listen, if you have stupid wealth, right? Like crazy, yeah. Can't spend your money, right. Wealth, whatever. Knock yourself out. But like for someone that's like trying to get ahead or trying to save or whatever, like it's just such an, it makes no sense. Like a $2,000 bracelet.
No.
It just makes no sense to
me. Where are they going on vacation?
Experience over a piece of jewelry.
Oh, absolutely.
100 times out of 100. But that's me talking as a guy, but and you talking as a woman.
Yeah,
but do you think you're the exception or the rule?
Yes.
You think you're the exception?
Yeah. I 1 year, Chris gave me a $1,200 diamond necklace and heart pendant. And I said, I'm sorry, but I'm never going to wear this.
Did you return it?
Yeah.
Good for you.
But it's just, I'm not a jewelry person.
Right.
You know,
well, you can wear, you wear jewelry, you wear earrings.
I do, but I wear a lot of like costume things, like right. You know what I mean.
And it gets the same effect though across.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I mean, to each their own again. But to me, more about the experience than
right, the, absolutely.
You know,
I'm just simple.
Anybody that's listening to this, send in some suggestions for me for Valentine's Day for Kate. That'd be great. I'd appreciate that.
Yeah, it would help a lot of people.
It would help a lot of people.
It would help a lot of people, actually.
And you know, we should give a shout out to Nichols Candy and Hallie, Turtle Hallie.
Yes, absolutely.
Those are the obvious.
Their times.
Those are the obvious.
Oh, and if we could, I'm going to do a Valentine's Day post and about for the restaurants that are actually doing something on Valentine's Day. So I'm going to start looking around any restaurants that are doing
post
something.
Post this stuff on Facebook?
And I'm going to, like I did for New Year's Eve, I'm going to go ahead and do one for Valentine's Day. Like, for instance, Foreign Affairs, they're doing a brunch and a dinner on a Sunday, which is something they don't do.
Mm.
So that's something that's different, out of the box, and most restaurants do.
Mm.
You know, usually Passports, you know, will do something on Valentine's Day. So I'm just going to start looking around and see who's putting together their Valentine's Day already.
Ding, ding. Okay, I have
it's on a Sunday.
Yeah.
So everyone's open on a Sunday.
Right.
Seaport is actually doing a Valentine's Day cruise on the Beauport.
Mm-hmm.
So things like that. So I'm just going to start looking up and do that. I think that'd be cute.
I think that'd be a great idea. Well, we did another Gloucester cast, just me and you.
Awesome.
I don't remember the last time I did just a one-on-one Gloucester cast. I like this.
Yeah, I mean, about a couple of years ago, last time it was just, I don't know. We've done one.
Just the two of us?
Yeah, but it's been a long time.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, there you go. GloucesterCast 169 in the books. Thanks for coming, Alicia.
Thanks for having me.
Bye, Alicia.